Today is known as Terrible Traffic Tuesday. Most kids are back to school. Parents are returning from vacation to their normal work schedules. And joining us live to talk about it, Lon Anderson, spokesman for AAA Mid-Atlantic. And, you know, Lon, we always look at this day with a sense of foreboding as we worry about, does this mean for the next 6 months we're going to have awful traffic?
Well, it does. Of course, we have awful traffic by most standards all year round. But we get such a nice break that happens over the summer with the change in styles and with so many people taking vacations throughout the area. I mean, we've now got to quantify. The Transportation Planning Board has indicated that, you know, we see about an 18% drop almost immediately. And unfortunately, they tell us that coming back right now, we're going to see about 26% increase in the average length of delay. Here's an interesting thing. They're saying that our average delay will go from like 20 minutes to about 26 minutes per trip. Now, if you can imagine that, across America, a lot of people only have a 25-minute commute. We've got that much delay in our commute.
That is unbelievable. And it's been sort of an apocryphal given that it's bad on this Tuesday back to work, back to school. But you've got the hard numbers now to back it up.
Well, that's right. And, of course, you know, while some of the school districts went back a little earlier, and I think even last week we were seeing traffic worsen, today all of the Virginia schools are back in. We've got over 7,000 school buses taking about a million kids. And, they don't bother us too much in the afternoons, but in the mornings, they're all part of that terrible morning mix. And of course, with Labor Day, it's the traditional end of vacation, and America kind of comes home from vacation,
right,
and they're going back to work. And so everyone probably will see some deterioration in their commute this morning.
Does it have to be this bad? Are there things that we could do, fixes that we could put into place relatively quickly that could improve the circumstance for our commute?
Relatively quickly, probably not. But, you know, to get to be the very worst, to win the Olympics of gridlock, to get the gold year after year.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, I know. To get that gold year after year, you have to make a couple of decades of really stinko transportation decisions. And, you know, I don't know who you give the worst award to. I mean, right now, I think I'd probably give it to Arlington County because, you know, they filed suit against the hot lanes. So as a result, the hot lanes that Virginia is starting on 95, are going to stop at the Capitol Beltway. Now, just a quick question. What would you say is the most congested part of 95, 395? Maybe between the Pentagon and the Beltway? Well, that's not going to be improved because Arlington's Board of Supervisors didn't want
it. And the same thing on 66.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I kind of say, you know, if Germany could get rid of its Berlin Wall, why can't we get rid of that wall for communities that happens right at the Beltway on 66 where, what, 3/4 or so of all the commuters have to bail.
Unbelievable.
That's a great point.
Well, we're going to have listeners call us this morning and email us about their observations about Terrible Traffic Tuesday, see if it's something they could experience and feel. I've never understood, though, why, and another benchmark having nothing to do with today, when we go from daylight saving time to standard time, it's like we forgot how to drive in the dark.
Well, we don't do so well in the light, I've
just heard. Saying.
Well, you know, it doesn't take much of a challenge, a raindrop, a snowflake, or a change in time to cause us to be worse drivers.
Well, I hope you don't have any traffic getting into your office this morning.
Well, because of you, gentlemen, I think I'm going to avoid most of it. I'm happy to report traffic was still moving when I came here this morning.
On the early side.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in early. Lon Anderson, AAA Mid-Atlantic. Good to have you with us. We hope everyone is able to endure what could be a terrible traffic Tuesday as well as they can. But that notion that we're spending almost an hour when you take in your morning commute, your afternoon ride back home in delays every day.
Amazing.
It really makes you wonder.